Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The roof, the roof, the roof's on fire! You're about to experience the most high-octane, pedal-to-the-metal controversial show of your life. Please buckle up and hold on tightly. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, with America's favorite conservative rock star, direct from the entertainment capital of the world, Las Vegas. What time is it? It's time for War! Here's your host, 100% raw truth, 100% American made, the warrior, Wayne Allen Root.
The roots on fire. Welcome back. I'm here live, not Memorex, live in hour number three, which is 5 o'clock here on the West Coast, but on the East Coast, 8 o'clock at night. We're just being destroyed. I mean, the left is just destroying us. Where's the right to rescue us? I see this article on the internet at OAN, One America News. George Soros to take control of America's second largest chain of radio stations. So that means he's kicking all conservatives off. He's not just left-leaning, he's a communist billionaire. George Soros will be purchasing the second largest radio company in America, according to court filings. The Soros Fund Management has bought up $400 million of debt in Odyssey, which owns over 220 radio stations across the country. According to a Republican insider that spoke to the New York Post, he believes it was possible Soros was buying the stake to help influence public opinion for the months prior to the 2024 presidential election. Gee, you think? You think? Sources claim that Soros' stake is equal to close to 40% of the company's senior debt, a high enough percentage that could yield effective control of the media giant when it emerges from bankruptcy. Additionally, Odyssey confirmed the Soros investment after multiple sources talked about the deal. You get it. You get the idea. The rest of the article is kind of fluff, but that part of it is what's important. So another leftist billionaire is taking control of the second largest radio network in the United States of America. So you're just going to have to get all of your news and all of your information from places like Real America's Voice and One America News and all the new, there's a new one called The Patriot, all the streamed TV and radio networks. Forget about, real stations. Forget about stations that have antennas and they're rooted in the ground and you hear them on the radio. Those days are gone. Those days are going to be gone because liberals are going to take over all the stations and ruin a good thing and ruin conservative talk radio. But they can't get rid of it because it's going to be on the internet and you can't stop it on the internet. But what you can do is what they've done to me. You can censor me. You can silence me. You can ban me. You can shadow ban me so that I can't use social media to promote A, what I believe in, B, my opinions, and C, promote my shows. It's almost impossible to promote my shows because they've censored me, banned me, silenced me, shadow banned me everywhere. Really quite amazing. All right, I wrote a column, and I want to read it to you. Breaking news. It's been 3 days since the Super Bowl. You thought KC won. Nope. San Francisco was just announced the surprise winner. And I want you to understand this is a parody, and I want you to understand, as I say everything I say, think about the 2020 election, which didn't seem to bother anyone in the mainstream media. Everything's normal, no big deal, nothing that happened should upset anyone, they thought. So I want you to listen to this, and it also applies to many other races, including Kerry Lake. It's been 3 days since the Super Bowl ended. Silly you. You thought it was over. You actually thought Kansas City, Travis Kelce, and Taylor Swift won? You might have even seen them out celebrating at a Las Vegas nightclub till 5 in the morning. So Kansas City had to be the winner of the Super Bowl, right? There were lots of witnesses who saw Kansas City win. Over 120 million watched just on TV. Forget about the internet. Just on TV. The most watching a TV show since the 1969 moon landing. So there were plenty of witnesses. But it turns out everyone got it wrong. KC only won at the end of the game. They had the three-point lead, 25-22. But what made you think that was final? In the NFL, they're allowed to keep counting for days past the final whistle. Didn't you know that? No score is final in the NFL until all the scores have been counted in the locker room. You don't just play the game on the field. There's also mail-in scores. And you have days after the final whistle to count those scores. And today, on the third day after the Super Bowl ended, San Francisco got three mail-in touchdowns and a mail-in field goal. And it all happened in the middle of the night with no witnesses. Sound familiar? The refs, counting the scores, suddenly found a water pipe explosion in the showers adjacent to the locker room and ordered everyone to go home for the night. They promised to not count scores till everyone came back in the morning. Then they pasted pizza boxes on the windows of the locker room so no one could see in while they counted those scores. Sound familiar? When officials of the Kansas City Chiefs returned in the morning, they were shocked to find out they lost. It turns out the refs kept counting after all, with no witnesses, meaning they lied. They didn't stop counting for the night. They counted when everybody else had been ordered to leave. And what they found was shocking. In the middle of the night, they suddenly found a mail-in touchdown from an illegal alien wide receiver. They called him an undocumented wide receiver. The refs also football harvested another mail-in touchdown by a dead running back. And then at 3 in the morning, a van pulled up that said NFL on the side and delivered another mail-in touchdown from a trans tight end who had moved to another team. He scored, but he wasn't even on San Francisco anymore. Finally, they checked the football drop boxes outside the stadium and found a mail-in field goal. That's 24-0. After all the witnesses left, all for one team, San Francisco. Three extra mail-in touchdowns and a mail-in field goal. San Francisco sure scored a lot of points after the game when no one was watching. Isn't that really convenient? What a comeback. That turned a 25-22 Chiefs victory into a 46-25 landslide for San Francisco. Now, Kansas City officials bitterly complained that there were no witnesses in the locker room to verify these scores. They also complained about illegal alien players scoring and dead players scoring and players scoring for the 49ers who had recently moved to another team and no longer played for San Francisco. They said the player roles have never been cleaned. Kansas City officials also complained about the 49ers' trans tight end, who was born a woman but now identifies as a man. They claim San Francisco's trans tight end illegally touched balls. Kansas City also complained there was no signature match on the footballs to prove they were official NFL scores. Kansas City head coach Andy Reid complained, and what about the pizza boxes on the windows? We tried to watch the counting of mail-in scores after the game, but we couldn't see in the locker room. Taylor Swift warned she was going to write a song called How Travis Kelce Lost an Unfair Rigged Super Bowl. So what happened after all of this? The media responded by calling Kansas City sore losers, conspiracy theorists, and final score deniers. Taylor Swift was fired by her record label. Coach Andy Reid, quarterback Patrick Mahomes, and tight end Travis Kelce were all indicted by a San Francisco grand jury for trying to investigate a rigged football game. The judge, who was a lifelong San Francisco 49ers fan, instructed the jury to send these brutes from Kansas City to prison for life for questioning the integrity of our amazing victory and spreading football misinformation. And NFL Commissioner Roger Rigged Goodell reported that NFL owners, this is a parody, folks, voted to disqualify the Chiefs from any future Super Bowls because that mean-spirited orange man, Coach Andy Reid, gave a speech that inspired KC fans to riot. The NFL commissioner called Kansas City's actions an NFL insurrection. Does any of this sound absurd to you? Are you laughing out loud at this farce? This could never happen, right? Except it did. it happened for an election, the 2020 election. This is exactly how Democrats won the 2020 election and many other elections since then. The question remains, what are we going to do about it? Has anything changed since 2020? And how will we secure the 2024 election so this never happens again? That's my column that was out at Gateway Pundit today, and it's out at my website, root4america.com. Spread it far and wide. Make it go viral. As we head to a break, we have about a minute left, Chris. I want to mention what happened in Kansas City today, the victory parade. That's no laughing matter. That's no parody. It's no fiction. It really happened. There was a gun battle in the middle of the victory parade for the Kansas City Chiefs, and nine children were shot. Nine children shot, one dead, more than 20 people injured. As far as I know at this point, many of them seriously and critically injured, quite a few of them. Actually, here it says, Fox News report, one person dead and 22 others injured by gunfire during the Super Bowl parade. Nine children were among the 22 injured. In total, 11 children injured, ranging age from 6 to 15. But they're all expected to recover. Thank God none of the children are in critical condition, but that means quite a few adults are in critical condition. Eight of the wounded were considered immediately life-threatening patients. Seven others had life-threatening injuries, and six sustained minor injuries, all transported immediately to Children's Mercy Hospital, Truman Medical, and St. Luke's. Crazy, crazy stuff. What a country we have. I don't know if the guy's an illegal alien. All I know is there's a lot of crime coming and a lot of crime happening and a lot of crime to come from millions of illegal aliens being let in the country. I don't know what this guy was. Don't think I'm saying that. But I'm saying to you, when you look at violence like this and you look at death and injury like this, understand the whole country is going to be enveloped by this kind of crime over the coming months from all the millions of illegals. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. There's nothing I wouldn't do for my dog, Bubba. He's almost as big as me, almost as tall as me, but he's like my baby. If you love your pets as much as I do, then listen up. The most important thing we can do for our pets is to help support their immune system. My friends at Pet Club 24/7 have developed a natural product that contains a mushroom that's been used for thousands of years to strengthen the immune system of your pets. There have been over 400 published clinical trials and studies performed on this product from the top institutions like Sloan Kettering, MD Anderson. All pets can benefit from this natural supplement. Dogs, cats, horses, and more. It's extremely safe. It doesn't interact with medications. Pets can't overdose or get addicted, and there are no side effects. Take advantage of special discounts only for Wayne Root fans right now at PC247Health.com. Wouldn't you do anything for your pet? I know I would. I love my Bubba. I do more for Bubba than I would for myself. Go now to PC247Health.com. PC247Health.com. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. Hundreds of products are available right now during MyPillow's winter sale, up to 80% off. Plus, get free shipping for a limited time. The all-new MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Dream Sheets, designer My Towels, My Slippers, and so much more. Also, right now, take advantage of special offers on the new MyPillow 2.0, the greatest pillow ever created, and the new My Mattress Topper 2.0. Huge discounts are available at MyPillow.com with promo code WAR for Wayne Allyn Root. You can also receive great offers on Mike Liddell's products at MyStore.com. Also with promo code WAR. At MyStore.com, you can save up to 50% on a My Coffee subscription, plus many other amazing products from patriotic American entrepreneurs. Get up to 80% off right now at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com during MyPillow's winter sale. And be sure to use promo code WAR at MyPillow.com and MyStore.com. That's promo code WAR. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for Z-Stack and Z-Shield. Dr. Vladimir Zelenko worked tirelessly to develop new formulas and products to protect you right up until the end of his life. His revolutionary Z-Stack product was based on his Nobel Prize-nominated Zelenko Protocol to boost your immune system against active viruses. But Dr. Zelenko was also searching for a way to address dormant viruses and developed Z-Shield. While the immune system gets rid of most viruses, some linger. These dormant viruses
viruses include Epstein-Barr, herpes viruses, shingles, chickenpox, and many more. Z-Shield helps ensure you are not vulnerable to new viruses or reactivation of the dormant ones. Get Z-Stack and Z-Shield right now at ZStackLife.com. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR for a discount just for my fans. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR. That's ZStackLife.com. Use promo code WAR.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Swing on the roof, the roof, the roof, the roof's on fire. Welcome back. Amio Life is the sponsor of this segment of the show. One of my favorite companies. Amio Life joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day. I swear by it. And their natural silver mouthwash all throughout the day. And silver gel on my face each night. And lozenges, silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. They keep me healthy. They keep my throat healthy. They keep my voice alive. The good folks at Amio realize inflation is still hitting hard, despite what the government says. And most of the products you buy are up by 15%, 20%, 30% since Biden took over. Some of them are up 50%. And so they're offering our listeners a special 50% discount, not 15, 50, 50, on their entire product line. So visit AmioLife.com, that's AmioLife.com, and use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%. Make alkaline structured silver the centerpiece of your health agenda or health program like I do, health regimen like I do. AmioLife.com. Promo code ROOT50 or call them and say ROOT50 at 800-422-8148, toll-free 800-422-8148. All right, so much going on, so much going on. You know, World War III is upon us. They're now in emergency meetings at the U.S. House. They claim that Russia is either in the process of or they've already put nukes in space, and they're aiming it at us. There's also word out that Russia wants to get into a nuclear war with the United States. They're ready to nuke us. Israel launches an extensive wave of retaliatory strikes on Lebanon. Also bad news, that front is expanding in Israel, which is going to put us smack dab in the middle of a Iran war, Middle East war. Netanyahu pulls out of talks over delusional Hamas demands, and the hostage families are stunned. The official statement reads, Netanyahu insists Israel will not give in to Hamas's delusional demands. And so that one is over. All the talks are over, at least for the moment being, unless it's just a, you know, an attempt to bring them back to a sane negotiation table. But the war seems to be expanding in all directions in the Middle East. There's a leak out that Judge Engoron is going to release a verdict in Trump's $370 million show trial, communist color show trial Friday. So that's interesting. We'll see if that's true. The trial's gone on for 11 weeks, and he may be ready for a verdict. There's no jury. It's just a judge. And one judge who clearly has Trump derangement syndrome is clearly nuts, who clearly is jealous of Trump and Trump's life and Melania and everything else. The judge is, you know, some totally unattractive loser who's an old man. His life's been crappy. He makes no money. Probably lives in a small apartment in the Upper East Side or Upper West Side and lives a really crappy life. And then Trump lives the life of a billionaire at Mar-a-Lago, and he's got Trump by the tail. He's holding Trump, you know, holding Trump's entire life in his palm of his hand. And he can decide that Trump can never do business in New York again. Trump's children can't do business in New York. They're all banned, and Trump should face up to a $370 million fine, which, of course, you know, Trump would have to liquidate properties and upset his entire empire. Maybe the whole thing goes down. You know, you're talking about vicious people who are just jealous little petty people, losers. That's what Judge Engoron is, a little jealous loser who's had nothing his whole life, no beautiful women his whole life, no money his whole life, no dream life, no Mar-a-Lago. And he's got a chance to, you know, crap on the life of Donald Trump. And you know he's going to do it. More opportunities for me to say I told you so. How many times have I told my fans, my friends, people I love, people I want to see stay healthy, that DNA and developmental damage from cell towers causes major problems? And here's a story out that proves it. Right? Cell phone towers give you problems, give you cancer, give you immune disease, make you sick, make you ill, make you die. Just my opinion. Allegedly, I believe, it's my opinion, most careful what I say now, it's my opinion that cell phone towers will kill you. And if you live near one, pick up, sell off, and get out. Don't ever live near a cell phone tower. But there's new studies out that show the terrible effects of cell phone towers on everything from insects to flowers to human beings. Mitch McConnell's sister-in-law, Angela Chow, dies in a car accident. She is the sister of former U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chow. She served as CEO of a dry bulk company with deep ties to the Chinese Communist Party. And she had a tragic car accident a few days ago. Interesting. And I'll tell you more about Obama spying on Trump when we get back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
War now.
U.S. USA News Update. The House Intelligence Committee has raised concerns about a significant national security risk reportedly linked to advancing Russian space technology. Ohio Republican Mike Turner said his committee has shared details about the threat with fellow members of Congress. He's urging President Biden to declassify the information to facilitate open discussions among Congress and allies regarding necessary response measures. Once again, U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is back out of a hospital. The Pentagon says Austin is in good condition following his admission to Walter Reed National Military Hospital Sunday for a bladder issue. Austin has taken back his duties now from Deputy Defense Secretary Kathleen Hicks. The Northeast cleaning up after a nor'easter hit the region with heavy snow on Tuesday. At least one person in Pennsylvania was killed when his snowmobile hit a downed wire. Travel was snarled along the 95 corridor. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
is on fire. Welcome back to my show. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone. It is February 14th. The sponsor of my show is Replatform. It's the Replatform Freedom Economy Convention, March 8th through 10th at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas, which used to be Bally's Resort and Casino. Now it's the Horseshoe. And this is the way to help build a new ecosystem and a new parallel conservative economy and defend liberty and unite with fellow freedom-loving Americans at the Replatform Freedom Economy Convention. Replatform is the largest gathering of parallel economy businesses, consumers, and advertisers in one place at one time. I will be the opening speaker. Come here for me and the founders of Give, Send, Go and many other famous business leaders. The world changed during the COVID pandemic with the merger of corporate media, government, deep state, and big pharma. Replatform has been created by the same team who helped defeat the vaccine mandates. Bravo. Now they're helping Americans like you to pursue happiness and success in the emerging parallel freedom economy. Get your tickets now at replatformvegas.com. That's replatformvegas.com. And be sure to use the promo code WAR, W-A-R, for Wayne Allen Root, W-A-R, promo code WAR to receive 10% off at replatformvegas.com, March 8th through 10th at the Horseshoe in Las Vegas. All right, our guest is Kenneth Raposa, an expert on China and an industry analyst for the Coalition for a Prosperous America and a former foreign correspondent for the Wall Street Journal and Forbes. His latest column is You Don't Own a Chinese Car Yet, But You Will. Kenneth Raposa, welcome to the Wayne Allyn Root Show. How are you?
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me on. Good.
So tell me about your column. I don't own a Chinese car. I don't have any interest in owning a Chinese car. I don't ever want to own an electric car. What makes you think I'm going to own a Chinese car one day?
Yep. Well, you will own a Chinese car if you're driving an EV. And if you don't drive a Chinese EV, your car will be powered by a Chinese battery. You know, the Ford F-150 Lightning, that doesn't drive without a Chinese battery. The company's called Cadel, number one battery maker in the world. None of the EVs really in the United States are powered by anything other than an Asian battery maker, China being number one. The United States has no really native EV battery maker other than Tesla, and they're still rolling those out. And Tesla, you don't drive a Tesla unless it's Panasonic or two Chinese companies, Cadel and BYD, underneath your seat. So if you don't own an EV that's from China, you probably will drive an EV that's powered by a Chinese battery. But also, I'll tell you this. There is a Chinese EV company it's a brand. It's called Polestar. It's run by Geely. Geely is the owner of Volvo. Volvo is majority owned now by Geely, a Chinese company. And Polestar last year, Polestar is a nice-looking Tesla. Nice, it's probably about the same price as a Tesla. And it's eventually will undercut Tesla on price because obviously China could just say, hey, Polestar, we'll give you $10,000 for every car you sell. Put the price low so you can take away market share from Tesla. That'll probably happen. But Polestar sold about 20,000 cars, I believe, last year. Small amount compared to Tesla. Tesla sold over 600,000 in the EV space. But there's another player in Arizona called Lucid Motors. That's American-made. Saudi money goes into it, though, but it's an American-made company. And they don't even register on the map. So of the new EVs, let's say, Polestar, a company that even has to hit, gets 27% tariffs to be sold here, sells more than the up-and-coming EVs in the United States. So that's one on the issue of China and the EVs and the Chinese cars. You will be driving an EV, or you'll be powering. If you're driving an EV, the battery will be from China.
And how do you know I'll be driving an EV? Because I never want to drive an EV. I have no interest in driving an EV.
Yeah, and you know, it seems like no one is because the sales are really coming down, right? We've all seen the headlines with Ford F-150, right? They're cutting back. GM is cutting back, right? Because people don't have the money to spend on an EV. People are saying, hey, why would I want to buy a Ford F-150 EV? You know, what's the difference between that and a gas car? Okay, I'm saving money on gas, but, you know, it's not like everybody's driving 20, 30 miles a day on gas, right? Yeah, you're saving money on gas, but, you know, you don't have the same sense of, okay, when do I need to charge my car? There's a difference. It takes a little while to understand how the EV ecosystem and how the EVs work. Of course, there's not a lot of charging stations everywhere as well, so that's another problem. But going back to the car situation, right, here's another thing. So obviously we have a Mexican free trade deal. It's called NAFTA, USMCA now. It's a new name for it. And the Chinese, what they're doing now is they are building up all sorts of automotive plants in China, in Mexico. It's all Chinese companies. I think they had something like pre-tariffs in 2018 before Trump imposed Section 301 tariffs on Chinese companies. You had about 1.8 million square feet of Chinese manufacturing space in Mexico. Now it's like 9 million square feet. Okay, most of this is automotive. So, you know, China is going to not own, but they're going to be a top player in the automotive space in the United States. And they're going to set up shop, and they're going to make ICE engines, as we're known as, right? The combustion engine, the traditional car. They're going to make those cars. And they're going to make EVs, and they're going to sell them into the United States with the tax subsidy that you get, $7,500 that you get from Mexican-made cars. You get those. And it's going to be a Chinese car, and it's going to come in from Mexico. And it's not going to happen tomorrow, but they're building it. And it's going to happen as long as that EV subsidy is in place, the tax break is in place, China will take advantage of it. And that's going to be their Trojan horse. That's going to be their way that they break into the U.S. market. They played the Western world's fear of climate change like a fiddle. They dominate solar, they dominate wind, and they definitely dominate EVs, especially on the battery side.
Well, and they also dominate fossil fuel. In other words, we're not building any coal plants or clean coal plants or any gas export plants. We're not building anything, and they're building one every minute over in China, right? It's amazing.
Well, yeah. Well, back to what I said before about China and the whole renewable energy thing in the West, right, and climate change, right? So the West, it says climate change is going to end the world in 12 years, right? Next year it'll end the world in another 12 years. It's always 12 years. But it's going to end. It's going to happen. It's a disaster, and we need to go to a post-fossil fuel economy. And we need to go to, and this, that's going to start with oil and gas. It's going to change, right? You're going to have a new energy grid, and your transportation grid is going to be different. That means a whole new auto market starting from scratch. And China really just took that cue and said, "We're on it. We're on board with that. We're not necessarily going to lower our greenhouse gases. We're not going to close our coal-fired power plants anytime soon. But we're going to make your solar." We're going to make you wind, we're going to make EVs, and we're going to make EV batteries. And not only that, we're going to control and dominate a lot of these supply chains that go into the minerals, especially, that go into making those batteries. So they have really been the biggest beneficiaries of the Western world's policy on renewable energy in order to avoid climate change.
It's scary stuff. You say here the U.S. is falling behind the BRICS countries, meaning Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. How are we falling behind? In what way?
Well, if you're talking about the story about the West is how the West was lost, which I did in Discourse magazine, if you're referring to that one, what is happening is since COVID, a lot of the emerging world, right, the emerging markets, developing world, they really looked to the West and said, look how you treated your people during lockdowns, right? We see all the protests, right? We see all this. Look what you're doing to a guy who was your former president. Look what you're doing to that guy. Don't lecture us anymore. We don't need your lectures anymore. We don't need you to tell us how many genders there are. We don't need you to tell us about what's right and what's wrong. And also, they also know a lot of these countries, including the BRICS, of course, being the big, powerful emerging markets, they also realize after what happened with Russia, how the West sanctioned Russia and took its central bank reserves, something like $380 billion worth of those reserves, and now that are held in Western banking institutions that have been frozen. Those guys know, whether it's Brazil or India, that they're just one, you know, canceled pride parade away from being sanctioned. They're just one, you know, felled tree in the Amazon away from being sanctioned. So these guys are really moving quickly to diversify their portfolio, so to speak, away from being dependent on the West. Years ago, probably in the late 80s and the 90s, of course, and even into the early 2000s, if a Western leader said, you know, Brazil, jump, they would say, how high? They said the same to India, how high? Now, that's not the case. It's not the case with the Saudis. It's not the case with the United Arab Emirates. So things are changing, and the Western world is no longer the exemplar. And I think what we saw with the sanctions on Russia and how quick the West united around going after Russia, a lot of the West, a lot of the emerging world that's friendly with Russia said, whoa, wait a minute, now this could be us. And I think it gave them a scare. And so they're really diversifying their portfolio, as they said, away from the keeping the West as their political center and their commercial target, their commercial center as well. And they're sort of relying more on each other.
So you say here in the notes that America is worried with good reason. What's the potential impact of China on America, the American economy, Americans, etc.? As a guy who is an expert on China, tell us.
Yeah, here's what I think, Wayne, really. Like we all want to talk about, you know, China, of course, China trade. It's impossible to compete with China, right? There's probably 80 to 100 million more Chinese workers than there are American workers, right? That's a given. We're not going to compete with them on price. We're not going to compete with them on labor cost. It's just not possible. Okay, forget that. Unless everything in the United States is made with robots, probably the robots made in China. So forget that. I think one of the biggest worries I have, actually, about the China threat, really, is that, and I think you'd agree, and many of listeners will as well, is that the West, and when I say the West, I mean Europeans, United States, Canada, our friend Justin Trudeau, I'm sure, also, that they're really inspired by the CCP model. And they're just wrapping it, they're wrapping it in the pretty bows of diversity, inclusion, justice, environmental justice, you know, climate justice, right? That's the language they use to get the urban educated classes to go along with it and find it all very rational, because we're all in favor of diversity, we're all in favor of environmental justice and so on. And we're moving into a more kind and friendly, peaceful, perhaps authoritarian regime in the West that looks a lot like how China operates, but again, is just sold to the masses in this sort of, you know, woke, what, you know, the overuse that word. I don't want to overuse that word.
Hey, Ken, we're headed out. I'm getting a 1098 in my ear. He's an expert on China, former foreign correspondent for the Wall Street Journal and Forbes, Kenneth Raposa, the Coalition for a Prosperous America. Thank you, Ken.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Golden Eagle.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Amio Life. You all know how much I value my health and how much I support hardworking, patriotic companies fighting to help Americans each and every day. One of my favorite companies is Amio Life. Amio joins me in fighting for freedom and supporting the natural health of families across America. I use their alkaline structured silver solution 3 times a day, natural silver mouthwash, and silver gel on my face each night, and silver lozenges all throughout my show. It's all part of my daily wellness routine. The good folks at Amio Life realize that inflation is hitting hard right now, so they're offering my listeners, get this, a special 50% discount on their entire product line. Good, clean, natural health should be available to everyone, no matter what. Visit AmioLife.com. That's AmioLife.com. And use the promo code ROOT50 to save 50%, or give them a call at 800-422-8148. Remember to say ROOT50 to receive 50% off, toll free, 800-422-8148.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot for Goldgate Capital. What are you waiting for? The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation's still raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone's buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds of the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now they're on pace to end the year with the all-time record. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China. They understand what's coming. So, what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k retirement account. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and only for my fans. If you tell them Wayne Alaroot sent you, Goldgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. Call Goldgate today. Tell them Moore sent you. 855-770-GOLD. 855-770-GOLD. Or go to goldgatecapital.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot, and I have the most exciting solution ever from SpikeWarrior.com. You know me as a man of solutions. My 2 number 1 best-selling books about boycotts and buycotts are great solutions to save America. But the question I get asked 100 times a day is, I was forced to take the COVID vaccine. Wayne, please, please, what do I do to rid my body of this dangerous poison? Now I've got the answer. Patent-pending no-covidium from SpikeWarrior.com. This is the best product I've ever seen to help rid your body of spike proteins. This patent-pending no-covidium product helps your body break down spike proteins and other toxins and remove them from your body forever, naturally. Here's a special offer for my fans only. Buy 1 bottle of no-covidium and get a 2nd bottle free. Go right now to SpikeWarrior.com and use the promo code WAR. That's SpikeWarrior.com. Promo code WAR. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Right now, you can eliminate odors.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem?
Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Capital, this Golgi. Just all of you on the other end have no idea what's going on this side of things. Just some funny repartee. Golgate Capital is the sponsor of this segment of the show. The world's on fire. America's in decline. Our borders are under invasion. Inflation is raging. World War III is upon us. That's why everyone is buying gold and silver. The price of gold is nearing an all-time high. And central banks, the smartest minds in the financial world, bought the most gold in history in 2022. Then they bought the most gold in history in the first quarter and the first half of 2023. And now we're waiting to see if it winds up, when the numbers come out. It's the most all-time gold ever bought for the year 2023. And who's buying the most gold in the world? China, because they understand what's coming, because they're the ones doing it to us. So what are you waiting for? Follow the smart money. Follow the central bankers. Follow the government of China. Goldgate Capital sells physical gold and silver delivered right to your door, inside your IRA, SEP IRA, or 401k. 100% insured. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And only for my fans, if you tell them Wainer has sent you, Colgate Capital will give you up to $15,000 in free silver for opening a qualified gold IRA account. So call Colgate today. Tell them Wainer sent you, 855-770-GOLD, 855-770-GOLD, or go to goldgatecapital.com, goldgatecapital.com. Tell them Wainer sent you up to $15,000 in free silver. All right, I'm someone who has said from day one that Obama is at the center of every single problem on earth, every single problem that Trump has faced, that our country is facing. Obama's the climate change disaster. Obama's the open borders disaster. Obama's the vaccine mandate disaster. Everything bad. Obama's World War III. Obama's at the root of Israel's problems, their attack from Hamas, and the Middle East war that is turning into World War III. Obama is bought off by China. He's trying to destroy our economy and make us subservient to China. And Obama tried to destroy Trump and certainly ordered the spying on Trump and certainly ordered, when you hear that Joe Biden went all around the world with his hands out and said, give me money, give me money, give me money, give me money. you can't imagine Obama didn't order him to do that, and he was Obama's representative. No, either that or Obama's the dumbest man in the entire world. I think he's the sharpest guy in the world. Do you think he's an idiot? Because otherwise you're arguing with Wayne Root, debating with Wayne Root, then you are saying Obama's a moron and a fool. Obama is the modern-day Ulysses S. Grant. Because according to many historians, Grant had the most corrupt administration in history when he was president for 8 years. Nothing but corruptions, nothing but scandals, and he was so dumb he didn't know about anything going on underneath him. Do you think that's Obama? Or do you think Obama's smart? And Obama said, listen, I'd like to go to Russia and China and Ukraine and every country in the world and ask for money with my hand out, but I can't do that as president. So I'll send Joe and his son Hunter as my emissaries, and I'll take a cut of everything that comes in to Joe Biden's family. And the Biden crime family goes to the Obama crime family. We all get money in an offshore account. Joe, go handle it. Go collect the money from China. Go collect the money from Ukraine. Go collect the money from every country in the world. Go collect the money from Hillary and the Clinton Foundation. When they pull off scams and they ask people all over the world for money as my Secretary of State, I collect money from Hillary Clinton. I think Obama was collecting from everybody. Obama's the Tutti di Capo. Obama's the organized crime, the John Gotti of American presidents. That's it. Perfect song, perfect music accompanying my story. Okay, can't you picture Obama putting out his hand and Hillary kneels down and kisses it, kisses his ring? Can't you picture Joe Biden leaning down and kissing his ring, except Joe Biden, you know, would fart and make it his pants? Joe Biden is an old man who can't even control his poop and his pee, wears diapers all day. My God. You know what I want? You know what I demand? Everyone in America, stop the music already. I get it. We all get it. Everyone in America needs to demand the actual psychological profile that you will find from the special counsel who interviewed Joe Biden that made the special counsel say, we're not going to prosecute him because he's an old, elderly old man who has memory problems and he's not capable of testifying, which means you're not capable of being president. If you can't testify, you can't be president. You can't have it both ways. If you are capable of testimony, of testifying and being indicted and going in front of a court and having a trial, if you can do that, then you could be president of the United States, but you're going to go to prison. And if you can't do that, and that gets you off the hook and you don't go to prison, then you can't be president of the United States. So I'd like to see the special counsel interview with Joe Biden. All of us should demand that be made public in a supposedly transparent administration. Joe Biden says he's not brain dead. He doesn't have dementia. He doesn't have Alzheimer's. Okay, no problem. I'll bite. Okay, Joe, then I dare you to release the special counsel interview, and let's all find out he's a dribbling, drooling, rambling, bumbling old man who needs to take poo-poo breaks every few minutes so Jill can change his diapers. That's what you're going to find out. You're going to find out he really should be in a nursing home. He's not the president of the United States, and the real president is Barack Hussein Obama, who ordered all the crimes before Biden, before Trump was president under Obama, and he ordered all the crimes during Biden's presidency. And we have more information about the CIA when I get back, and a great commentary when I get back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.